Daf Yud. So today's daf is an interesting daf. It's a gat, as you can see. It's pretty much a geographical discussion. We don't often have a map in the articles and masiftas, but it's going to be. We're not going to really know what's going on, to be honest. What countries are being referred to? Now the article and masiftas have suggestions of which areas it refers to, but let's just walk through it together and then get a little lighter on the bottom in Amud Beis. So we got to the top here. We got two lines down, Uparsi Minolan. So Gemara wants to know, Uparsar Minolan de Miyefes ka. So how do we know Persians came from Yefes? So Gemara says, Dichsev b'nei Yefes gomer umago gumadai v'yovan v'suval meshach v'sira. So list eight or so different countries or nations that came from Yefes, or the children of Yefes, and they ended up becoming different nations spreading out through areas of Europe and perhaps even Asia. So Gomer is Gramamia, Lachor it's Germany, but you have to look at discussions whether that's true or not. Magog zu Candia, not Canada, I imagine, but some other areas. I don't remember all these different names when I was young, elementary school, the different countries. But Madai Kimashmo, Madai is what it's called, Madai still. Yavon is Mizu Mikadonia, Tuva. Macedonia, Tuvel ze Base Unyaiko, you don't know what that is. Beshech zu Musia. Tiras Pligi, the Machlok is what Tiras was, Pligi but Rabbi Simai, Virabanon, Amila, others say Rabbi Simon, Rabbanon. So what's the Machlok? It's Chadamar Zu base Triki, and Chadamar Zu Paras, it was Persia. So Tanur of Yosef, Tiras Zu Paras, he felt that Tiras was the area of Persia. Either way, we see that one of the children of Yefes was a reference to Persia. That's why you know Persians come from Yefes. So then the Gemara goes on further, of the Bnei Kush, the Pasuk describes, is Safta, Virama, Visavtacha. So Tani Rav Yosef, Yosef comments, Sakistan Gaviosa, Vizakistan Brisa, Bain Chada Lchada Mea Parsa. There is 100 Parsas in between these two areas, cities, or countries, Vekefa Alfe Parsa. And the circumference was 1,000 Parsa. Mati Rashis Mamlachto, Bavel, Verech, Verakad, Vechilina, Vechelne, other nations, Bavel Mashmo, that's Bavel as we know. Erech zu Orichus, Vakad zu Baskar, Kalne ze Nofer Ninfe. Again, different nations, which I have no idea what they are. There is a map if you want to take a look to have some suggestions what they're referring to. Minaaret tahi yatsa Asher, from that land came out Asher, Tanu of Yosef, Asher ze Siluk, even as Ninveh, they built a city called Ninveh, Vesrechova ir Veskalach, they built these areas. Ninveh Kamashma, that's called Ninveh. Rechovos ir zu Pras Dimeshan. Kalach zu pras divursif. We see Bursif actually referred to it a few places in Shas. Ves resen bein Ninve bein Kalach hi ir gedola. It was a large city. Resen zu aktesfon. Then here ir gedola. It was a larger city. Enyo said this side. List larger city. Enyo de im Ninve ha ir gedola. We don't know if the Ninve itself was the large city or im resen ha ir gedola or it's qualifying the city of resen. Then it says Kisha Omer b'Ninveh ha'isa ir gedola lelokim mahalech shlosh yamim. When it describes in Yonah, say for Yonah that Ninveh was in fact the ir gedola, so have you Omer Ninveh hi ir gedola and not Resen. The Gemara says further now v'sham achiman sheshai v'salma yilidei ha'anak. These were the great giants described in the psukim. So Tana achiman miyuman shebachim. He was the greatest among the brothers of the giants. Sheshai he was shemesim es aretz kishchisos. He destroyed wherever he walked. He crushed the ground. Talmei shemesim as arts tlam and tlam. He made mounds, furrows in the land. So every time he stepped, he kind of made an imprint and caused dirt to come up the other end. So he had these imprints, these furrows in the ground where he walked. Davar acher, alternatively, Achiman bana Anas. He built the city called Anas. Sheshai bana Alush. He built the city called Alush. And Talmei bana Talbush. They each built different cities. Yilidei ha'anak. What that meant? They were children of giants. Shemanikin hachama v'komasan, that they were so tall they blocked the sun. So Amar Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Amar Rabbi, Asida Romi shetipo biad pras. In the future, the Romans are going to fall in the hands of Persians. Shenemar says in the pasuk lachin. Therefore, Shimu atas Hashem asher yatz el Edom. You should hear the advice to Edom. Umachshavos v'asher chashav el yoshei seiman im lo yischavum tziire hatzon im lo yasim alem nivem. So the words tziire hatzon, the young flock, is a reference to Persia. We'll see why in just a second. So referring to that Edom are going to fall into the hands of the Persians. That's what the Gemara says. So Maskev la Rabba bar Ula, my mashbu dahai tziire hatzon parasu. What's the proof that these young sheep are considered Persians? What's the reference? So dechsiv ha'ayil asher re'isa bal ha'kranayim malchei madai upras. So the ram, ayil is a type of tzon. Tzon is generic. It could be rams, it could be sheep, it could be other types of goats. But ayil is referred to as malchei madai upras. So we see from here that the tziretzon are referring to Persia. Ve'ema yavon, maybe it's referring to Greece. Dichsiv ha-tzapir ha-sayir melch yavon. The sayir is a goat. It's also a type of tzon. That, the pasuk clearly refers to yavon. So how do you know this generic statement of tziretzon is necessarily referring to yavon, or rather necessarily referring to paras, maybe it's referring to yavon? Different nations refer to tzon. Why dafka are we saying it's paras? So Gemara explains, Kisalak Rav Chaviva Bar Sumaki, when this individual, this Amora, when he left Babel to go to Eretz Yisrael, Amri Kame Dahum Madirban, he presented in front of one of the rabbis, Amr Lei, he says, Man Dilo Yada Prisha Kroi, one who doesn't know how to explain Psukim, Mosif Tiufta the Rebbe, is going to challenge Rebbe, ask a question to Rebbe. My Tziretzon is very pasha. What does it mean, Tziretzon? Zutra Dachohi, the youngest amongst the flock. Tzire means young. The Tanya of Yosef, Tira Zipras. Apparently, he's referring to Tira, who is the youngest of the children. And since we know Tira is referring to Pras, that's where we know it's referring to Persia, not referring to Greece. So, Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Arlai, see the Romei Shatipa Biad Pras. In the future, the Romans are going to fall to the hands of the Persians. Kal v'chomer. Ma Mikdash Rishon Shebano Bnei Shem, the Bnei Shem Shalom HaMelech, built by Rishon, Vechrivu Kazdim, and the Kazdim destroyed it, and eventually Naflu Kazdim Biad Prasim Parsim, and the Kazdim fell to the hands of the Persians. So then, by Sheni, Mikdash Sheni Shebano Parsim, the Persians themselves built it, Vechrivu Romim, the Romans destroyed it, Kavachom Eino Dim Sheiflu Romayim Biad Prasim, so certainly the Romans should fall to the hands of the Persians, right? The Persians are the ones who took revenge of the Kazdim for the ones destroying Bais Rishon. So certainly they should be the ones taking revenge to Bais Sheni as well, because the Persians built Bais Rishon, so they should also take revenge. They built Bais Sheni, they should take revenge on the ones who destroyed Bais Sheni, namely the Romans. That's the Kal v'chomer, how we know Romans will fall to the hands of the Persians. So Amar Rava, Rava says the opposite. Rav says the opposite. Asida paras shetipa biad Roman. He felt the Persians are going to fall to the hands of the Romans. So Amar Lei, Rav Kanda, Rav Asi, they both say, L'Rav, Banoye biad sasari. Does it make sense? Those who built the Bais Sheni, those who are zochah to build Bais Sheni, they're going to fall to the hands of those who destroyed Bais Sheni to the Romans? That doesn't make any sense. Amulei, they say, he says back to them, in, yes, Gzeres HaMelechi, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in a way we can't comprehend, and even though the Persians were zochah to build the Beis HaMikdash, they will in the end fall into the hands of the Romans, even though the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't make sense, we're not going to understand it, but that is Gzeres HaMelech. Ikadami, others say, Amr Lahu Inunami Ha Kasasi Be Knishta. The Persians also actually destroyed shuls. Granted, they built the Beis HaMikdash, but they were apparently the cause of many destructions of many shuls throughout Europe. So yes, they are responsible as well. The Tani Nami Hach in the Brisa says the same thing. Asida Paras Shetipo Biad Rome. The Persians will fall in the hands of the Romans. Chada the Sasi Beit Knishta. Number one is they were the cause of many shuls to be destroyed. Moreover, Gzeres HaMelechi Shiplu Bonim Biad Sosim, that the builders will fall in the hands of the destroyers. Now the Ben Yehoyada points out something interestingly. Even though it doesn't make sense that the builders should fall in the hands of the destroyers, in the end of the day, when the Persians built the Beis HaMikdash, they built it in such a way, Chazal teaches, they built it made out of wood. Why? They said, if the Jews ever rebel against us, we could burn the Beis HaMikdash. They built it with that intent, with the wood. So even the building was done with a very vulnerable structure, and therefore, even as builders, they were not considered great builders. So Gemara then says further, Damar of Yehuda Merab, Ein ben David ba, Achetivshot Malchus Rome Harasha Bechala Olam Kulo Tisha Chadashim. This is a clown that is based in that rather Ben David Mashiach will not come until Romans, which is referring to the Christians, Ben Esa, Ben Adam, until they have taken over the entire world for a total of 9 months, and then Ben David will come, Mashiach will then come. Based on the Pasuk Shinemar, Lachen Yitnem Ar Es Yoleda, I'm going to give them the time of birth, Yalda, when it will give birth, which is 9 month period. But yes, Achav, the brothers, will Yeshuva and El Bnei Yisrael will return back, meaning Mashiach is going to come after 9 months, and then he's going to bring his brothers back to Eretz Yisrael. So Tanya Rabbanan, so now that's the whole discussion of the Agata. Now we could go back to the regular Gemara, back to the halachas of Lishchas Parhedrin on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, rather. So Gemara says as follows. Tanya Rabbanan called Lishchos, Shayu B'Mikdash, Lohayu Lehen Mezuzah, Chutz Mi Lishchas Parhedrin. Shehaya ba beis dira lekohen gadol. All the various lishkos, the different chambers, we'll learn about more in the Masechta. There are many chambers, many lishkos throughout the Beis Hamikdash. Only one had a mezuzah. That was lishkas parhedrin, whereby the kohen gadol stayed for 7 days. You may appreciate. Then take a look at the Tosas before you go weiter. Tosas writes chutz mi lishkas parhedrin sheba ha'isa dira vim tomar lichshav nami lishkas beis eden. We already learned there's another area where the Kohen Hasarif is a paraduma, where he'd go. Shouldn't that also have a mezuzah for the same reason why the Lishchas Parhedrin has a mezuzah? So Yeshlomer Tosis gives two answers. Yeshlomer lo chashiv el lishchos shepe mikdash shebenuyas bekodesh. We're only describing, we're listing those that were in the base of Mikdash proper. Lishchas base Evan Bahara Bayas Hava, and therefore we didn't refer to it. Einachanami, there was a mezuzah by this Lishchas base Evan. Inami, alternatively, says Tosos, Kevin de Lohavi Bechol Shata Ela Achas Lakamashanam Lo Chashiv Dira. So it came to the Lishchas Parhedrin every single year, Kohen Gadol would go there for 7 days. The Paraduma was very infrequent. It wasn't annually that they burned the Paraduma. When it would happen every, I'm just throwing a number, 20 years, so they go for 7 days, that's not called the Beis Adira. When it comes to Lishchas Parhedrin, which is 7 days every year, that's called the Beis Adira. That requires a mezuzah. That's the point. But this very much connects to halachas of vacation homes. Let's say a person has a vacation home. He goes once a year. So, okay, that might require mezuzah. But if he goes to a house, who knows where, he goes once every few years, maybe that would not require mezuzah, mikra din. Now, of course, we would recommend the person always put a mezuzah up. Now, for example, they talk about a hospital. Does a hospital require a mezuzah? So they say, well, no one really owns it. No one lives there. It's like a hotel to a certain extent. It's maybe long-term renting for some from people. Others are short-term. It doesn't really require a mezuzah. But at the end of the day, we put mezuzahs on anyways in a hotel or a hospital. Not a hotel, a hospital. We would put one on because people do stay there for a long period of time. Same would be true of a very infrequented vacation home. Okay. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, the only lishcha that had a mezuzah was the lishchas parhedrin, because the 7 days a year the Kohen Gadol would go there. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo kama lishchos hayu b'mikdash. There were many lishchos shehayu lehem beis dira that had a certain area to live. V'lo hayu lehem mezuzah. There was no mezuzah. What other places were then the beis mikdash had a beis dira? So says Rashi, he's referring to every single day and night, according to the Machlokas Rishonim, there were shomrim. People guarded the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Maseches Tamid says there are 24 posts of shomrim, and they slept there overnight. Some were up, some were sleeping. So there's a base there in every single Lishcha. So yet they didn't have a mezuzah in those areas. So it's not based on what's a base dira, what's not base dira. Ella says, Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees Lalacha, but argues for the reason. He agrees that Lishchas Parhedrin had a mezuzah, but not because it's a base dira. There was a gzera. So what was the reason why it's not called the Beis Dira? Why is the Lishchas Parhedrin not called the Beis Dira? Says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Amar kesav Rabbi Yehuda, ko bayis she'eno also limos hachamer, limos mishke shamim, eino bayis. If it's a house that's not fit to live there during the summer, during the winter, that's not called the house. This house, this Lishchas Parhedrin, is meant for 7 days a year. That's not called the Beis Dira and should not require a mezuzah. Why is there a mezuzah, Rabbi Yehuda? We'll see shortly, because we don't want people to think that we put the Kohen Gadol in jail for 7 days. So by putting a mezuzah there, affixing a mezuzah, we say, oh, it's a place where he's living. But Mikra Din, it doesn't require one because it's not Beis Dira. While according to the Tanakhama, they hold, no, Mikra Din, you require putting mezuzah on the Lishchas Parhedrin because that is, in fact, considered a Beis Dira. So this machlok is whether it's a Beis Dira or not a Beis Dira. The Gemara is going to bring a few questions. The Gemara says, last three lines of Amud Aleph here, asks the Gemara, Eisive Abai. V'yaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'kisi es beis charif al beis akayitz? We're referring to an area that's called a winter house and a summer home. People have summer homes, people have winter homes. They're called a bias. So it's a question to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only a bias if you live there all year round. But if it's meant for only the summers, if it's meant only for the winter, it's not a house. But this Pasuk clearly refers to a bias in the charif and a bias in the kayitz. It is called a bias. So Gemara says, Amr Lei, Bais Chorif, Bais Kayetz Ikri, but Bais Stama Lo Ikri. It's called a summer home. It's called a winter home, but it's not called a home. It's not called Sama Bias. And since it's not called Sama Bias, therefore, it's that should be who this proof, very proof. But it's only called a bias if it's meant to be all year round. But once it's called a bias for a particular season, that would not be considered a Bais Dira and not require a mezuzah. So ask the Gemara further now. Eisive Abaye. Abaye asks a question further. Sukkah Sachag Bechag. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Chacham and Potrim. So what are you referring to? We need Rashi here. Had we just read this line, we would think it's referring to Chayev and Mezuzah and Potrim Mezuzah. But look what Rashi tells what it's referring to. Rashi, around 10 lines up, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Le'inin Meiser, with respect to Meiser. What does a house have to do with Meiser? So Rashi explains, Dekai Malami hold, Ein HaTevel Mischai B'Meiser. Let me say outside first, then we'll read it inside actually. There's a din. When you have fruits in the field, it's Tevel. You can't eat Tevel until you've taken Trumas and Meisers. Now, you are allowed to eat a snack. You can eat Achilles Arai. If you're snacking in the field, you can take a grape here, an apple here, that's all fine. You can't have Achilles Keva, that's a violation of Tevel. But snacking would be allowed. The only time you can't snack that comes to mind, one answer, the Gemara in Pesachim and elsewhere says, on Shabbos, there's no such thing that's called an Achilles Arai. Whenever you eat, even a snack, that's called Achilles Keva. So you can't snack from these fruits on Shabbos. Also, if you bring your fruit into your house, as we'll see in Rashi, that actually establishes an Isser to eat snacking at that point. Snacking is only allowed before it gets to the house, but once it gets to the house, even Achilles Arai is Usser. So Rashi says all this. Rashi says, the Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv Leinin Meiser, the Kaimalan we hold, Ein HaTevel Mischayiv B'Meiser Milechel Mimenu Achilles Arai. There's no Isser to eat the snack, Ad Sheyerah Pnei Abayis, until it sees the inside of the house. Shenemar, it says in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, Shenemar, Biarti HaKodesh Mnei Abayis. This is one of the Vidur Meisers, that when you bring Meiser Sheni, you testify what you did right, what you didn't do wrong, and you say, I burnt the HaKodesh Mnei Abayis. That reference is, you have to see the house. Once it saw the inside of the house, it's now Usser to eat Achilles Arai. The Gemara is talking about some situation where you could even circumvent it. You bring it to the rooftop. You could avoid seeing the entrance of the house. But either way, once it comes into the house, you can't have Achilles Arai. What's called a house? You have to figure out what's a house. The Gemara says, that's the machlokas here. Let's say a guy brings it into a sukkah. It's sukkahs. Is that called bringing it into the house? So that's the machlokas here. Gemara says, Eisiv Abaye, sukkas achag, bechag, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayv. He says at that point, you're chayv in Meiser. It's called a real house, a sukkah. And therefore, you can't have Achilles Arai anymore. And Chacham and Potim, they hold that Sukkah is not called a house, and it still remains, you still have a heter of eating Achilles Arai until it gets to an actual house. So the Gemara now, after quoting this, I think it's a Mishnah, the Gemara says, it's Mishnah Maestros, yeah, the Braisa adds, V'tani Allah, Rabbi Yehuda, Mechai be'erev uve mezuzah uve meiser. Not only is it chayv, it's not only a house legabe meiser, it's a chayv legabe dinam erev. I'm not going to bring you back to the memories of Maseches Erevin. Whatever halacha that relates to, something to do with erev, it's called a house legabe in erev. And legabe mezuzah as well, it's also called the mezuzah. As Rashi says, last Rashi in the Amud, uve mezuzah afa gab de eno asuya limosav achamer limosav agishamim. Even though the sukkah is not meant for an annual, it's not meant for all year round, it's for 7 days of the year, and yet still called a chayv mezuzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, it's called a dira. The chitim, if you're going to tell me, midira banan, maybe this halacha is only a chayv midira banan, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, lishchas bar hedrin for 7 days is pater min a mezuzah, b'chayv midira banan in mezuzah, so too by sukkah, maybe he says, sukkah is pater from a mezuzah midiraisa, but may chayv midira banan, and it would be parallel to lishchas bar hedrin. Maybe you're going to make that suggestion. But Bishma, this makes sense by Erev and Mezuzah. Ikamemer Midirabanan. There's a concept of Dirabanan in the world of Erev. There's a concept of Midirabanan in the world of Mezuzah. But however, when it comes to Meiser, El Meiser, Mi Ikamemer Midirabanan, could you say that you're Chayv Meiser only on a Dirabanan level? You can't do that. Because Dilma, also Lafrushe, Minachiv ala Pater, Umina Pater ala Chiv. Imagine the following. I have a pile of apples here that are Chayv on a Dirabanan level in Meiser. And a pile of apples that are chayv on a dirabanan level. So let's say I say I want to separate the apples from the dirabanan pile to exempt the diraisa. That won't work actually, because these are not really chayv in meiser. And I would think it would work on the pile of apples that are diraisa, but it doesn't. I'll end up eating the apples that are still iser tevel. So because of this confusion, you can't ever have a chayv meiser midirabanan. So you can't say this brayso is referring to dirabanan; it must be referring to on a diraisa level. Just like the Meiser must be their Isa level, so to Mezuzah's their Isa level, and so to Erev. So if it's true that Rabbi Yehuda says a Sukkah is Chayiv in a Deraisa level in Mezuzah, how does it not say the Lishchas Bar Hedrin is not Chayiv in a Deraisa level of Mezuzah? One's only Chayiv in their Baran, one's only Chayiv in their Isa level. So, but we're going to get to the answer, but before doing so, you probably have some questions. There's a long Tosus here that says we have many examples that Meiser is Chayiv in their Baran. We have many types. We saw the other day about the Demai, the whole Kiev of Demai is to take Meiser on a Derban level. Just look at the first three lines of Tosas to get that out of the way, and then we'll continue with the Gemara. Tosas writes in the very top, Dilma Asi Lafushe Minapater Alachiev Temali. This doesn't make sense to me. Ha Ikatuva, there are many cases, Dimidaraisa Lamachayev. There's no Kiev Deraisa of Chumas and Meisers yet. Rabban and Gazuban, there it goes there. V'lo chashin, we're not concerned. Dilma asa lafrushim napata achiv. Kigon alakeach me'am aretz. We just spoke about yesterday. Buying from a am aretz, you have to take a chiv meiser on a dirabana level. So it says the Gatosas v'yesh lomar kevan de lo tiknu la frushe shuma gidola. Since the din is kevan de lo tiknu la frushe, since it's by the Amaretz, they said there's no need to take shuma gidola. Afilu ma'isos nami, even the ma'is as well. Takinu la frushe, where they said you do have to take ma'is rishon, ma'is frushe, and you separate it. Hein shelo, and you get to keep the ma'is rishon. Ika hekera tuvay tavet midirbanu. In other words, the only time they allowed a chiyuv midirbanu of chumas and ma'isos if it was clear that it's very different than the chiyuv deraisa. So by the case of the Amharetz, you don't take chumah gadola from that, and the ma'is rishon you keep for yourself. So since all the hekerim are in place, you're not going to confuse this with a pile that's chiyuv midiraisa. But if there's a situation whereby the Gemara seems to discuss in this case where there's no heker, one's a chiyuv midiraisa, one's chiyuv midirbanu. But the chiyuv midirbanu would include shuma gadola, ma'isa rishon, ma'isa sheni, all of that, and we'll look at the same exact midiraisa derbanan, that might confuse the two, and therefore we cannot make a gzera. The only way we can have a gzera derbanan of ma'iser, if they're clear hakeirim that are in place. So that being said, after we've established that this braisa is talking about a chiyuv on a deraisa level, for ma'iser, eruv mezuzah, the question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that sukkah is chayv on a mezuzah midiraisa, but lishcha b'hedrin is only chayv on a derbanan level? So Gemara says we're now on Yud Amabes, two lines down, Ella Amar Bai. Bai says, B'shiva d'chuyama lo pligi d'mechayiv. The truth is, everybody holds, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're chayiv to have a mezuzah on a house for 7 days by the Lishchas Barhedrin. Just like he says by Sukkah, he says the same thing by Lishchas Barhedrin. Ki pligi, when did they argue? B'shai Mos Hashanah. The rest of the year, that's the machlokas, whether there's a mezuzah on the Lishchas Barhedrin. That Rabbanan Savri, Gazrin and Shai Mos Hashanah, Atu Shiva, that the Rabbanim goes there the rest of the year because of the 7 days. So even though you only need it for the 7 days when he's there, Midiraisa, he said you should have it all year round by the Lishchas Barhedrin. And if you do the Savar, lo Gazrin, there's no such Gzera. You could take the mezuzah off the day Yom Kippur is over and put it back on a year later for the 7 days in preparation. That's the Machlokas. But Lagavi, the 7 days itself, everyone agrees you have to have a mezuzah for Lishchas Barhedrin. And by Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to have a mezuzah for 7 days. So the Gemara asks the question, wait a second. Gemara says that Amr le Rabba, v'ha sukkah's chag b'chag katani. But didn't we say that Rabbanan argue and say you're potter from a mezuzah by Sukkah? So now we have the question for Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda, we answered. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayv to have a mezuzah, bein besukkis, bein melishch b'hedrin. But Rabbanan, they hold that you're chayv to have a mezuzah by lishch b'hedrin, but they say you're potter by Sukkah. So it doesn't help for Rabbanan now. So Gemara changes the understanding and says as follows. Ela Amar Rava, b'shai mos hashana, chuyama la pligi de patura. Everybody agrees the rest of the year, Lishchas Barhedrin does not require a sukkah, does not require a mezuzah. That everybody agrees to. Ki pligi b'shiva. The machlokas is, like we already said initially, they're arguing about the 7 days of Lishchas Barhedrin and the 7 days of the sukkah. That's machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. But we have that there are two different reasons here. I mean, the initial question was, if Yehuda says you're chayv by sukkah midiraisa, and you're pater from lishchas barhedrin midiraisa. So the Gemara says there are two different reasons here. Sukkah time lechud, for lishcha time lechud. Each one, sukkah has its own discussion, and lishchas barhedrin has its own discussion. What's the discussion? So the Gemara says, sukkah time lechud, Rabbi Yehuda l'tame. So let's talk about sukkahs independently. What's the machlokas whether sukkah is chayv in a mezuzah or not chayv in a mezuzah? It depends on, do you view sukkah as a diras keva or a diras arai? That's the machlokas. Nothing to do with lishchas barhedrin. Completely different topic. So Gemara explained, by sukkah, the machlokas is sukkah time lechud, Rabbi Yehuda tamei, damer sukkah, diras keva, ba'inan, you need a sukkah that's permanent, and therefore, since it's permanent, it's a diras keva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mechayv in mezuzah. Rabbanan hold the tamei, they go according to their shita, Dami sukkah, diras arayin. It's a temporary sukkah. V'lo mechayv mezuzah. It's not chayv mezuzah. However, by the lishchas barhedrin, lishcha time lechud, where they hold differently. Rabbanan savre dira ba karcha shma dira. That they hold that it's called a, even though the Kohen Gadol is forced to be there, he's thrown in there for 7 days and it's against his will, that's still called a dira, and therefore chayiv in a mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda savar, dira ba'kar chalosh me dira. If you're thrown into a jail, you're thrown into an area that you have no choice but you must be there, that's not called a dira, and therefore it's pater from a mezuzah on a deraisa level, but midira banan, who did takinele shlo yomu Kohen Gadol chavish b'beis asurim. Now, even though it's a forced against his will, he's not chayiv on a deraisa level, Rabbi Yehuda did recommend putting mezuzah there anyways, lest someone say he's being held in jail. And that's really the machlokas. So let's quickly recap. We start off with the first Amud just talking about the various countries, cities, and whatnot. And then we discussed the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanim, what the reason why a Lishkos Bahedrin is Chayiv in Mezuzah. Is it because it's Mamish called the Beis Dira? Because even in a temporary Beis Dira, it's called the Beis Dira? Or because really Rabbi Yehuda held it's a Gzeira, lest the person think he's being thrown into jail? We connected this Machlokas to a number of brises about Beis Charif and Beis Kais. We discussed Machlokas, Sukkot HaChag, whether it's Chayiv Mezuzah, Meiser, and Erev or not. And we end up concluding here on a base, the Machlokas is that each one's independent. By Sukkah, they're arguing whether it's Diras Arai versus Diras Keva, and by Lishchot Bahedrin, they argue about whether or not the Diras Baal Karcha is called a Dira or not called a Dira. Okay, we'll stop here. Mizrach Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. More Mezuzah stuff.